Welcome back to Focus. We're at the Detroit Golf Club. Second round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic is underway. The first morning groups are out. Afternoon groups are coming up. Win a trip to see the Eagles at the Sphere in Las Vegas, an iconic band, an iconic venue. The Eagles live at the Sphere in Las Vegas performing 16 shows this September 20th through December 14th. And you can be there. We've got two tickets, two trips for two with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas, dinner at the Chica, Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus Vibe VIP experience packages. Prizes are provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win this fabulous prize, text this hour's national keyword, KEEP, K-E-E-P. That's K-E-E-P, Bob.
Thank you.
I see you doing it right now. Yeah. To 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. Chelsea Brum is in the house. She's back. Our regular guest comes in every year. We always have to get that update from you. You know what's going on with the PGA Tour, and how are we doing this year? You personally.
Oh, okay, good. I was like, we don't have enough time for that, Mark. No. Personally, we're good. We just had, you know, the schedule changes made things a little weird for us. We had a couple weeks at home mid-June, which we've never have. So Ryan was hard at work on a new simulator project for himself. I was gardening. We sound really old, I know.
Yeah. I'll show you my pictures of the tomato plants, and we'll take
a look. Yes, yeah, lovely, perfect. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my herbs are booming. But, yeah, it's good. You know, we're kind of in a busy stretch right now, 5 weeks in a row. So always love kicking it off in Detroit.
And this year I put a little pressure on you. I said, can you bring along a friend?
You sure did. Nothing like put me on the spot. But luckily I have a couple of good ones out here, some of my best actually. So I brought with me Lana Damon. We go way back to our rookie year on tour. Actually, Joel got my number and said, I'm going to give my number to your wife. I think you guys are going to be best friends. And
he was right.
Here we be.
So, Lana, how is this? You've had kind of one of those years where everybody gets to see you, right? Netflix had a special, and
yes,
you were a big star there. But it's been
Weird.
Explain what it's like traveling around, being part of this. Joel and Ryan, they're out on the course. You're taking care of a lot of other things.
Yeah, it's a grind. It's not as glamorous as people think. We now have a 17-month-old, so that puts a little bit of extra thinking into everything. And you just do it. I don't know. They're like, you know, they have practice, they have golf, and then I'm over here taking the kid to daycare and figuring out meals and yeah, we just started getting a lot more houses. It's a little more comfortable to be in a house.
Ryan and Chelsea, they just kind of, Michigan is golf, and how did you get into the whole PGA Tour with Joel? How did you meet? How did it happen?
Oh, gosh, I did not expect to be in this world at all. my first job was actually on a golf course.
Okay. And where was that
at? I thought it was really boring. Still is, by the way. Yeah, golf still is boring, but it was at Greyhawk Ranch in Northern California. Mm-hmm. And but Joel and I met standing in line at a pizza place really randomly. And that's how I entered this world. And
you're standing in line at a pizza place. Who took control of the situation?
I did.
You did.
Yeah. We were just chatting. He said he'd buy a slice if I got up the line faster. And I was like, well, you seem really nice. Here's my phone number. My friends were like, not this again. No, literally, my friends were like, you're not supposed to give your number out again. And I was
just like that.
No, and famous last words, I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll never hear from him again. And that was 12 years ago.
Well, here, and here we are.
Yeah,
12
here we
years
are.
Ago and the 17-month-old.
Chelsea, yeah. playing here in Detroit, playing in Michigan, we noticed in the first 2 days a special bag that Ryan's carrying around has some very familiar markings on it.
Yeah, I don't even know how this all came together, but we have always wanted to do a special patch for Detroit. Detroit sports are near and dear to our hearts. I bring Lions gear on the road. He's always wearing Lions or Tigers hats or Red Wing hats or whatever. And we had an opportunity to attend training camp last fall. And I don't know, ever since then, our embeddedness has just gotten deeper. And we just were like, hey, let's do it. So we pulled a couple logos, threw them on the bag. Obviously worked with the Rocket team to grab the 313 logo to really pull it into the tournament. And I think it turned out awesome.
I think it looks slick.
It's pretty slick, yeah.
I think one of the things that you need to know is generally when you go in and ask a pro sports franchise to use their marks, it's a very restrictive, very complicated process. All of them all of them, it was a no-brainer. They didn't even go into the process. They just said, yes, absolutely, Ryan can use that. And it wasn't – you would think it would be easy to do that. We've tried with other things. It's not. And that's a tribute to you and to Ryan and what you mean to this state. So it's great that he's carrying it. It's equally great that all those programs came up and saw the value that Ryan has to the state of Michigan and you have to the state of Michigan.
Thanks. Yeah, it's pretty special. We've gotten a lot of good feedback. It's hard to not have Sparty on the bag, but it's got its time.
Yeah. You go on Instagram, Travel Eats and Treats is something everybody's going to want to jump into. It's some of the great updates of life on the tour.
Yes.
I was looking at the Olive Board Charcuterie and Wine Bar in Hamilton, Ontario as one of your posts there at the Canadian.
Like by far one of the best charcuterie boards that's ever been served to us at a restaurant. I feel like a lot of times you go and they're like, here's one cheese, one salami. This one had everything. I love making charcuterie boards myself, so it was definitely up to standards.
Some people call me a stalker. It's research. I was doing research for this interview.
That's all right. It is out in the public.
It is out in the public. It wasn't hard to find.
No, it's not hard to find. No, yeah, it's a little hobby of mine that I started, and it has slowed down a little bit, but I try to still get on there once in a while, and our garden has been a good feature in that, speaking of being old and talking about tomatoes.
Yeah, Lana, I had the pleasure of playing with your husband, Joel, in the pro-am my first nine. Can you give – I guess it's a question for both of you guys. Everything is a glitz and glamour, right? Everyone thinks the PGA Tour and travel is, oh, it's so exciting. Can you give us a point of view from the wives, you know, side of what – you guys are really holding everything together. I chased the dream for – I played on the mini tours and went to Q School. I personally know for 10 years what it took for all that. Can you give people an insight of what really goes on behind the scenes? It's not just making the putt and grabbing a check.
No, yeah. I mean, a lot of things go into it. We book houses. We book travel. I think a lot of misconceptions from people is that, you know, the PGA Tour does all of our travel for us. Right. And it's all on us. All the booking, all the scheduling. And then, I mean, sometimes you are in an amazing place. Sometimes you're not in an amazing place. Sometimes you get there and you're like, oh, we got to pack up and move and let's do it all again. And
yeah, I mean, luckily for us, like, we do have a really nice village built out here, you know, yeah. And often we're staying with another family or friends, and it takes the burden off, too. It's like, if you're early and they're late, maybe we'll grab dinner, we'll make dinner Thursday night, and
watch
then
a kid
they'll
or
make,
something
yeah,
like,
we don't usually grab the kids from daycare, there's pretty strict rules around that.
but Chelsea can cook a mean meal, so, and vice versa. Anytime you can get that, it's good. But yeah, and it's like, you know, we're going to pack up our car after this week and drive to Moline, Illinois for the John Deere. So it's right. Not, you know, we're not headed to the private airstrip and throwing the bags on. And
yeah.
You know, it's pretty back to back. It's one thing after the other for sure.
You're not going to spend much time together this afternoon. Ryan's going off here in just a few minutes, 105 off tee number 10, and Joel's going off at 127. Where is your mindset right now? Is this relaxing? Is it? Are you stressful? Is it?
I'm not stressed.
I'm
we
not
were
stressed
before.
They're not hitting any
you
shots.
You used
Mark.
To be though.
We've
you
been
used
doing
to be
this
intense.
For too long. Too long.
I actually get like a little stressed if you're flirting with a cut line and we have a few holes to go on Friday, like
yeah,
today.
Yeah,
in a few
that.
Hours. I hope we're not in that situation, yeah. But
right.
Heck, it's
yeah. If
I
you're in
know.
That position, you're like, gosh, can we just make the cut? Like, you know, you're always happy to be there on a weekend, and then
yeah,
you get stressed. Obviously, if you're in contention, but. Otherwise, it's golf. There's a lot of holes to be played. There's, you know, four long days. You gotta keep it in perspective. Otherwise, you'll just be a stress ball the whole time.
A lot of good luck and bad luck coming.
You both are delightful. You represent your husbands and the family so well, but also the PGA Tour and all that you do there with your foundation
thank
with
you.
Cancer and,
yes,
and
yes.
All that. It's thank you for being here. Thanks for joining us. Good luck. We'll be out there to see you after the show's over and cheer the guys on.
Thanks for having
thanks,
us.
Thanks, gentlemen. It was awesome.
We'll be back on Focus right after the top of the hour.